You have 20 machines of different colours. They all have genuine, real money inside. And after each show, the machine has to be reloaded and different money put, whatever, and great sort of guerrilla security men come in. Seriously, it's real, you know, serious stuff. We're all thrown out of the studio, so nobody, including me, knows what money goes where. The machines hold anything between £1,000 and £20,000, one of each. And they choose 10 colours for various reasons. People's reasons for choosing colours were quite interesting. I mean, they really vary. They choose 10 colours, one at a time, and they have to get... They find an amount they're going to play for. It might be £85,000 or whatever at the very beginning. They then say, right, I've got 10 machines to find that amount of money. It will be in there. It will be in the machines. And they go, OK, start the machine. And as soon as the machine starts, it just goes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And this is when the audience and the friends start going, stop, for God's sake, stop, stop, no more, don't be greedy, whatever. 5,000. I mean, it's just surreal. And they have to get up to, you know, whatever the amount is, £80,000 or whatever. So it's not millionaire money, but it's proper money, for God's sake. You know, it's real. And it clearly matters to them hugely. And it just becomes incredibly tense. The great thing about this for me is that there is absolutely no in-between. You know, you get the full amount or nothing, which does make it quite brutal. I mean, it's unlike Millionaire, where you can go, oh, yeah, Chris, I've had a lovely day, and I've been on the telly, and I've met you, and I've got 20 grand, and I'm going home. I can't stand any more of this.
Have you seen the film?
The guy, the host, what's he called, whatever he's called?
Well, he's called Prem, the show. But
yeah, Mr. Bollywood.
Yeah.
He sat through, poor sod, he sat through hours of me. But then, when I watched it, I had a sort of different viewpoint probably from anyone else in the world. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I'm not just saying that. I mean, there's lots of mates of mine involved in it. And, you know, I'm delighted. I mean, for God's sake, from a little pilot 11 years ago in Elstree to suddenly walking down the carpet with the Oscars is like, what? You know, it's unreal. But I did find myself concentrating on the host and the show more than the story a lot. It's kind of inevitable because it's what I've done for so long.
How do you think he did it?
Well, I thought he was a bit of a sleaze, wasn't he? You know, with his earring. I mean, I'm not sure about him, frankly. I'm sure he's a very nice man. But you see, the other thing, I mean, how absurd is this? I'm sorry, but no way in, you know, 11 years, 500 and odd shows or whatever, a millionaire, have I ever taken a contestant to the bog. And I don't know why. I've never done that. And I probably never will.
You've missed a trick, obviously.
I don't think so. To tell them the answer to the next question. I've never done that. Trust me. Trust me. I've never done that.
This isn't millionaire money, as you said. Uh-huh. Is that the credit crunch in action? Was that a very specific decision to make it sort of... Because it does... It's strange. It's significantly less money than, uh-huh, than was available in a millionaire.
No, it's not credit crunch. I think it would be kind of weird. It would be exciting. It would be kind of weird, really, to just choose 10 colours at random and win £1 million. I mean, I've always been very, very much against the sort of GMTV, Richard and Judy, Phil and Fern sort of competitions they do, where it's like, how many C's are there in Cat? Is it A, 1, B, 2? Well done, you've won a holiday for 4 in Hawaii. I've always found that kind of ridiculous. So now, I mean, we would not want to go there. I think £1 million would be kind of extreme. I think that would be, you know, a bit silly, wouldn't it?